I think that the guys have done a nice job of preparing. You know, I think there's obviously some games we've played better than others. You know, I think collectively we're still in the process of coming together as a unit, both the corners and the safeties under the direction of myself and Coach Midget. But, you know, I think that overall the focus is trying to get them a little bit better each week, and I think we accomplished that last week in against Tennessee.
What do you think about how Kevin Johnson, what he's done, and obviously he's still learning, he's a young guy, but right. What have you seen from him so far?
Kevin is a very good young player that takes a very serious approach to being a professional football player and what it takes both on and off the field. So I think if he continues to take that approach, he'll have a very successful career in this league.
What have you thought about the development of Andre Hall, what you've been able to do with him?
You know, Dre has been a good addition, not only last year as a corner, but when we moved him to safety, he approached that in a professional way. And, you know, throughout this season, whether he's been playing on defense and special teams or just defense, he's, you know, done a nice job of learning the position, contributing when he can. And I think he takes a professional approach, so I think that's good.
Lonnie walked in the arena. He was on crutches when he came in the locker room, and we looked at him. He goes, "I can't catch a break." How bad do you guys feel for what he's going through then and now?
Right, Lonnie personally is a good kid that has worked hard, and you know, I think that Lonnie has a bright future if he continues to work and accept the challenge of what he has to do both on and off the field over his rehabilitation. But you know, I think he'll do that because I think, like anything else in life, adversity tells you, learn a little bit about yourself when you're dealing with stuff like that. And I think he'll respond well, and I'm looking forward to working with him in the future.
John Raheem Moore said he's determined to get back out there and to get better. What does he need to do to improve? And obviously, he's a vet, but it is his first year with you guys.
Right. Without getting into individual kind of performance, you know, basically he's just got to continue to practice well, prepare well, do whatever it takes to fit into the game plan. And just like with every individual player at the position, opportunities will come based on their performance.
How important is it for the development of some of these younger guys like Kevin Johnson, Andre Howe, to have veterans and especially good leadership guys like Jay Joe and Kareem back there?
I think that's been huge. You know, Jonathan Joseph is not only a very good player in the NFL, but in my two-year experience with him, he's an outstanding leader. I think he's somebody that leads by example and leads vocally when he can, but I think the guys that observe him see the professional approach that he has, and Kareem as well, and there's others, but the young players understand what it takes when they see the stuff they've got to do behind the scenes too, not just the watching of the film and the practicing, but what they've got to do in the training room, what they've got to do off the field to keep themselves fresh. And I think that's been invaluable for us over the last couple of years.
Safeties are key communicator positions. You guys have had a lot of different configurations with those. Is that kind of a tough thing communication-wise just to have so many different guys in there calling things?
Not necessarily, because they're all, when we meet and prepare, they're all in there together. So one of the things that we're constantly working on in the meetings and on the practice field is we're always working multiple groups. So they're working on communicating with each other when they're in meetings, when we're in walkthroughs, when we're in practice. So communication is a huge part of an effective secondary, and I think those guys understand that and take that approach.
What do you most want to see or improve with your group for the second half?
Not necessarily the second half, but I think we have to continue. The three things we talk to our guys about constantly are: we have to be able to cover both man and zone. We have to be able to tackle, because, you know, that's just the nature of the position, specifically at safety. And then we got to be able to play the ball. They're the three things that we really, from a general perspective, we're always harping on our guys about, is, you know, cleaning up your techniques with regards to your coverage, making sure we're practicing tackling with them so they can, you know, be efficient tacklers, and then when the opportunity comes to play the ball, because obviously our main job on defense is to get the ball back to the offense as quickly as possible, and you can do that with takeaways.
Johnson, big challenges ahead, including this next game with A.J. Green. How tough is it, you know, a guy like that kind of matchup?
I think every week's tough in the NFL. I just got done talking to Mark. I said, you know, we're coaching the best players in the NFL, in the game of football. the players in the National Football League, but so are the guys on the other team. So every team we play has got good players. That's why they're called pro football players, and that's the approach we've got to take. And obviously some guys and some teams present bigger challenges than others, but, you know, we take the approach the same way, that we know who we're playing against, and we got to focus on us a lot of the times.
No slouches out there, yeah.
None. None.
When was the first time you had an in-person meeting with Kevin Johnson?
Oh, probably at the combine.
Okay. Do you remember what he was like?
Very similar to what he is now. When I personally met him at the combine during the process when the assistants get involved, you know, he presented himself as a very mature and professional young player that he gave us the impression that he was going to take a very kind of serious approach to being a pro football player, and that this is not just a game. And since he's been here, he has been that same person. He's been that same guy. And because of that, I think that since he's been here, he's improved every day, and that's shown in his performance.
Do